Now, as you know, I have no patience. I just rung Phil. We're going to be speaking to him in just a second. He didn't answer. I was like, oh, I was screaming, and then you rung me back. Hello, Phil.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you. I was just, I was ranting.
You didn't give me much of a chance. You just made it ring about once, and then it was gone.
I know. Well, it didn't seem, it did seem like it was ringing in a very long time. Now, Phil, you are, I'm going to get this right eventually, a pastor.
Yes.
Okay?
Street pastor. I'm the coordinator of Billericay Street Pastors.
Okay, so tell us a little bit, before we talk about the defibrillator campaign that's going on at the moment, tell us a little bit about what you do.
Okay, well, we're out every Friday and Saturday night, operating around Billericay High Street, after 9 o'clock in the evening. And all we're doing is going around and just seeing if there's anybody that needs any help. For all sorts of different reasons, people go out at night and then find themselves in a position where they weren't intending to when they first went out, if you see what I mean.
Yep, okay.
So it could be from anything between, like, they've had too much to drink, or they've had an argument with their friends, or they've just maybe just gone out and feel a bit lonely and just need somebody to look after them and just to be with them for a little while. So that's what we're trying to do. We're not trying to judge people. We're just trying to be there as and when that people need anything or any sort of help.
And you do that every week?
Every Friday and Saturday night, yeah, that's right. We go out at 9 o'clock. We're based at St Mary's, which is the church in the middle of the high street with the big clock.
Yeah.
And we found that people now are, because we've been going for 6 months, they're becoming aware that we're there, and we're getting a lot of people that we're meeting on more than one occasion.
Yeah.
We're building up some good friendships with some of the nighttime workers as well, like the doorman and the restaurant workers and the local PCSOs, that we've got a really good relationship with them.
Mm.
Just building relationships and just letting people know that if they need us, where we are. So we have three or four street pastors in the hub at St Mary's, but we also put out a patrol of three to four street pastors as well.
Excellent. You do that volunteer wise, don't you?
That's right, yeah. It's all voluntary. It's a national project, so there's different groups. There's one in Brentwood, run by Pete Jordan from Sawyers Hall Church.
Yeah.
We're obviously at Billericay. Then there's ones at Chelmsford, Harlow, Colchester, Southend, and various other locations in Essex and also throughout the country.
Now, the Billericay Defibrillator, I can't get that word right, campaign. Tell us all about that and how you guys, how you became involved.
Yeah, okay, well, we were interested. We first, obviously, as we were out and about, we'd become aware of different stories that happened in our own community. And fairly recently, unfortunately, a chap had a heart attack in the high street and unfortunately didn't make it through. And we started to think, well, where was the defibrillator when we needed it? Where, you know, do we know where they are in our own high street, that if in that panic situation we know where to go? So we started to research, where are they?
Mm.
And we asked a lot of people, and there was a lot of miscommunication going on, whereas they thought they knew where the public defib would be.
Yeah.
But through our research, we actually found there wasn't one in our high street at all.
Right.
No public access defibrillator. There was one, there's now one been donated by a good charity called CRY, Cardiac Risk in the Young. They've managed to get one through the efforts of Tim Butt into Billericay Town Football Club. There's one at the railway station, but it's not quite publicly accessible. It is there if you need it, if you have to go and ask the staff. The staff can go and find it, and it does work, but that's about it for the high street.
Yeah.
The only other one I know of, maybe at Stockbrook Manor. The ambulances carry them, and the community first responders carry them. But we thought, hang on a minute, we could really do with at least one, maybe two, and if the if we're really blessed with good donations, we may even stretch to three. But let's start with one. So with the community first responders and the coordinator Dan Bunce, we've been coming up with ideas of how to generate some money to pay for it. And it's really, really great. The community spirit is growing. We've currently got the one-stop shop in the high street collecting and planning all sorts of events that they're going to be doing to raise money. We've got Hazel's Pottery Barn at Barleylands. They're doing a fantastic work. I don't know if you've seen it on Twitter today, but they've launched a brochure about all the events they're going to be doing to raise money to support the public defib.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to just get the message out there that we really think this is a really good thing to have access to in the high street. It might not save somebody's life, but it might mean that somebody that may have died there and then, it might give them a few extra hours, a few extra days, just to say goodbye to the family, or the family to say a proper goodbye. And we think that's a really good thing to be able to have.